Bav Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches 4:8. We're staying off topic here. In the previous mishnah, we said there are five different prutos in halacha, so to speak, and with the halacha of, or pruta governs halacha. So, and now we're going to have to talk about the idea of chomesh. The mishnah is going to say chamisha chamashin hen. There are five areas in halacha where there's a principle of chomesh which kicks in. Now, let me explain chomesh for a moment. Chomesh, which sounds like the word fifth, and it is a fifth, means it's kind of a surcharge that you pay in various contexts, if you do something wrong. So when you pay back what it is that you've had to pay back, you pay back the principal amount, that's called the keren, the principal amount, and you add also a chomesh as like a penalty or a surge charge. Typically it's going to get you some kind of kapara or whatever the story is, but it's an additional fifth. Now when we say fifth, what we mean is that if you, for example, the first case would be truma. If you Beshogeg inadvertently ate truma, so you have to not just replace the, if you ate four truma grapes, you have to replace the four grapes, but you also add a fifth grape to what you took. For every four, you add a fifth. So although the Mishnah calls it a chomesh, and it translates, sounds like it means fifth, it's probably best translated as like 25%, okay? It's a fifth, for every four, you add a fifth, okay? So, the Mishnah structure is a little confusing, so I'll also work that out right now. It's going to say there are five categories, but the first category of the five, category one, will have like a 1A, B, C, D, and E, okay? And then two will also have a 2A and 2B. So category one is truma. That is to say, if a person eats truma, and he's not a Kohen, and eats it b'shogeg, so then the penalty is he must replace the truma he ate. So that means if Reuven ate Shimon's truma, and Shimon is the Kohen, so Reuven has to, if he ate four grapes, so then he has to give Shimon back the four grapes that essentially he stole from him, but besides for the monetary obligations, there's an obligation to replace the truma. That is done with chulin mesukanim. It's regular, has to be done with not with money, but with other grapes. Those grapes have to be like kosher, fully tithed grapes. So then Reuven gives them to Shimon, and then they are treated with the sanctity of truma. They kind of turn into truma, so to speak. In addition, he adds a fifth. So that means if he ate four grapes, he gives him back five grapes. If he drank 4 gallons of wine, he'll have to give him 5 gallons of wine. Okay, so that's the truma story. Now, the typical, like the archetypical case, which is in the Pasuk, is truma gedola. That's the first tithe, which is taken from all produce, or whatever, wherever there's a machlokas, exactly which produce, but certainly for wine and grain and oil and maybe other things as well, the rest, the rabban, whatever the story is. And it's given to a Kohen, has to be treated with sanctity. That's truma gedola. But there are actually a total of four different areas, and the Mishnah actually lists five things, you'll see, four different like halachic phenomena, different food categories, which are treated like truma gedola. It's all because they're referred to as truma in the Pesukim somewhere or other. So you have truma gedola. Then you have what's called trumas meiser. That's the 10% that comes from the 10% that was given to the Levi from his meiser rishon. Okay, so it's trumas meiser, the tithe from the meiser. And then you also have challah. Challah is the portion of dough given to a kohen, but it's referred to as truma in the Pesukim. And then you have, finally, bikurim, the first fruits of the seven species that grow in Israel. You have to bring them to Yerushalayim, wave them with the Kohen. The Kohen gets them. So also it's referred to as truma elsewhere. So since those four things are referred to as truma, they'll have the same status in this regard, meaning if you inadvertently eat those foods and you're not a Kohen, that's not allowed, the penalty actually is misa b'dei shamayim, premature death. But you can rectify it by replacing what you took, adding the extra chomesh, and, of course, doing tshuva. So, the mission here says, chamisha chamashim hen, there are five different categories of where halachic categories where chomesh applies. The first of the five includes five different things. It's a ochel truma, or trumas meiser shel demai, which I'll explain in a second, v'achala v'bikurim. If you eat any of those five things as a non-kohen, you have to replace the principal plus add a chomesh. Okay, so I explained already just a moment ago, truma gedola, trumas meiser, Chala and Bikurim. The third one in the list of five, like 1C, so to speak, is Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. That is a separate thing altogether. You recall that Demai is produce that's purchased from an Am HaAretz. In the time of the Mishnah, the assumption was that Am HaAretz did tithe most of the fruit of their farmers, most of their food properly, and certainly essentially all took the proper Truma Gedolah off, but many, a significant minority, didn't give the Miser to the Levi, and more than that, they thought that since they hadn't separated the Miser, there's no obligation yet to give Trumas Miser. Therefore, this Trumas Miser embedded into this food stuff you're buying from Amei Arts, and since we're not sure if they tithe or not, it's called Damai, which means, like, what is it, literally. So if you buy, if you eat Damai and you eat it as a non-Kohen before taking out the tithe, just be afraid that there's Trumas Miser. There's no fear of Truma Gedolah being there, because they do, the Amei Arts are good about that. But Trumas Miser you have to take out, and therefore you have to add, replace what you ate, plus the Chomesh. So that's category one. Category two is, there's 2a and 2b, it's Apoda Neta Ravai U Miser Sheni Shalo. Oh, first, this is Miser Sheni, that's the primary case. So Miser Sheni is the second tithe, and the obligation is you're supposed to take the second tithe that you take in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, the 7-year Shemitah cycle, and after you separate your Truma Gedolah and your Miser Rishon for the Kohen and Levi, you take a second tithe, 10% of what's left, and bring that to Jerusalem to eat there. If you can't bring it up for whatever reason, you don't want to bring it up, it's too heavy to bring it up, you're allowed to redeem the sanctity of the Miser Sheni onto coins, and then bring the coins up to Yerushalayim, and then use that to buy foodstuffs. Now, when one redeems his own foodstuffs onto coins, he's supposed to be Mosif HaChomesh. He adds this fifth onto the value of the coins. In other words, for example, a person has a 10-shekel coin, and that's what he's bringing up to Yerushalayim. So if he has 8 shekels worth of olive oil, that's Truma olive oil, that he doesn't want to schlep up, he can redeem the Kedusha of the olive oil, Maaser Sheni olive oil, onto the coin and bring the coins up there. But if he's redeeming 8 shekels worth of olive oil, so then he'd use up all the capacity of a 10-shekel coin with that 8 shekels of olive oil, because he has to add an extra chomesh. And that means for every 4, you add a fifth. For 8, you add 2 fifths, 2 more, 9 and 10. And therefore, you have to sort of add that extra surcharge, bringing, so to speak, 25% more of value than what you had back at home. Okay, so that only applies if you're redeeming your own produce. If you're redeeming someone else's produce, a.k.a. you're buying their Maaser Sheni, so then you'd give them the money, they'd give them the Maaser Sheni, and then they would, the sales proceeds would then be invested with the sanctity of the Maaser Sheni, and that's what they should take up to Jerusalem to buy their foodstuffs. Okay, so if you redeem your own, you add the Chomesh. If you're not redeeming your own, then there's no Chomesh. That's for Maaser Sheni. Now, there is like a Gezeira Shava, a lima that connects Maaser Sheni to Neta Ravai. Neta Ravai is fourth-year produce. When you have essentially trees, they produce fruit in the first 3 years. It's Orla, you can't eat it. Then after, like in its fourth year, without getting into how you calculate those years exactly, but the point is in the fourth year, the produce is no longer forbidden, as Orla is totally forbidden, but it must be eaten in Yerushalayim as Ravai, fourth-year produce, and it's treated essentially exactly the same as Maaser Sheni. That being the case, they learned together and learned out with this Gezeira Shav of Kodesh Kodesh, with the Pesukim, that, again, if you're redeeming your Ravai produce onto coins, bring the coins to Jerusalem, so then, if it's your own produce, you add a fifth. So if you had 4 shekels worth of Ravai grapes, you would then use a 5-shekel coin, and it's totally used up in terms of value. Now, just to speak out something, just sort of illustrate further, there is a kind of a loophole, a trick you could play. What you could do is, if you don't want to allocate an extra chomesh, as the Mishnah is prescribing, what you could do is, you and I could each do like a trade. I could say, I'll sell you my grapes, you sell me your grapes, and then we redeem them onto our separate coins, and that way there's no chomesh required, because the chomesh only applies if it's your own Ravai or Maaser Sheni produce that you're redeeming. Okay, so again, the Mishnah says, V'hapoda neto Ravai u Maaser Sheni shalo. If you're redeeming the sanctity of neto Ravai, fourth-year produce, or Maaser Sheni, the second tithe in those years, and it belongs to you, then most of Chomesh, you have to add the extra 25%. The third of the five is Hapoda es Hekdesho, most of Chomesh. Again, if a person's redeeming his own Hekdesh, means if you consecrate something to the Beis HaMikdash as Bedek Abayis, you can invest anything, you can Makdesh anything you want. I have a backpack, and I figure I want to give this to Hashem because I love him and I have an extra one or something. The point is, what's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with the backpack? They're going to put on eBay and auction it off to get the money. Either they can sell it in their gift shop or something, whatever they sell it. The point is that the person that will buy the backpack, they'll give 100 shekels to the backpack. The backpack becomes deconsecrated and belongs to the purchaser, and the 100 shekels is invested with sanctity, which then the base mikdash will use to pay for anything they want, you know, cleaning supplies. Now that's called bedek abayis. If you're going to redeem your own hekdesh, meaning I basically say, oh gosh, I love Hashem so much, I want to give him this great backpack I found, but then you say, you know, I actually need the backpack, so I'll just deconsecrate and give the base mikdash the cash and save them the hassle of selling it in the gift shop. So then when you deconsecrate your own hekdesh, your makdesh, you have to be most of a chomesh. So if the backpack was worth 100 shekels in the fair market value, if you're deconsecrating, you have to cut a check or get the cash, so to speak, to the base of mikdash in the amount of 125. Okay, most of the chomesh, that goes to the base of mikdash. Then, number four of the five is Hanene b'shava prutam in a hekdesh, most of chomesh. We talked about me'ila, not in the previous Mishnah. The point is, if you benefit inadvertently from hekdesh property, that's aser, it's me'ila, you have to bring a korban asha me'ilos, and be also replace what you used, because you've now, you have to, you've deconsecrated by using it, and you have to be most of a chomesh, meaning if you used a sheep that belonged to Beis HaMikdash, and use it for its milk or whatever, wool or something, and it was worth 100, you have to give back not just 100, you have to give back 125. Okay? As long as it's worth a pruta or more. If it's less than a pruta, says the Mishnah, this whole thing doesn't kick into play. Okay, so that's the Me'ila case. And now the fifth and final one is Vahagozles Chavero Shava Pruta V'nishpalo Mosef Chomesh. We just said in the previous Mishnah as well that if a person owes someone else money, and then that someone else claims the money from him, and the guy says, I swear I don't owe you the money, a formal shvua, then he wants to do tshuva, and he admits, yes, I did owe you the money after all. So then he has to, of course, not just repay the money he owes, which he had to anyways, because of Heshev Esek Gazilai Shai Gazal, he has to return what you stole. But instead here he's going to be returning what he stole plus 25%, being most of the chomesh. So if he stole, let me just speak this out for a second. If a person steals 400 shekels from his friend, if he's a gazlan, I mean, he put a gun to the guy's head, he has to return the 400 shekels. If he's a ganav and he gets caught, he has to return carefully, he returns 800 shekels. If he lies about it and then he admits it, so then when you admit to what you owe, there's no kafel payment, but since there's this extra chomesh thing, what happens is, if he lied falsely and admits it, so he has to give back 400 plus the chomesh, or 500. He also has to bring a special korban for his lying falsely, whatever, swearing falsely, I should say, and also he has to go and bring the 500 shekels, now we'll call it, with the chomesh, to the person, his victim, even if it means going to the end of the earth or Madai, whatever the story is. The point is, he has to go and bring it to him personally. Our point of omission here is that when he returns, he, the bad guy, wants to achieve and return the money, whatever it is that he owes, he has to give not just what he owes, but also an extra 25%, called a chomesh, and that's what the Mishnah says here again. Vagozlas chavero shava pruta, v'nish below. If a person steals something worth at least a pruta from his friend, or withholds wages worth a pruta, or he denies that he found his lost object when he really did, any of the above, v'nishbal, he swears falsely he doesn't have it, but he really did. So then, Mosef Chomesh, when he repays back the money he owes, he has to add an extra 25% as a surcharge.